The controversy surrounding some of President Clinton's last-minute pardons has cast a shadow over his final days in office. Some say the scandal means the Democratic Party is doomed in the next election. Commentator Jack German says nonsense.
There's been a lot of journalistic hand-wringing lately about the Democrats in disarray. Democrats have lost a presidential election they should have won. Democrats are a minority in Congress. Their retiring president has made things worse. By proving he's not ready for life in the genteel suburbs of Westchester County, even with all that flatware, Democrats can't decide whether they are angry at Al Gore or Bill Clinton. In short, the sky is falling. Baloney. The Democrats are far better off than the Republicans were after the Barry Goldwater debacle in 1964. And those Republicans regained the White House just 4 years later, behind, of all people, Richard M. Nixon. The same pattern applied after the Republicans were supposedly buried in the Watergate elections of 1974 and 1976, only to return to power with Ronald Reagan 4 years later. Nor should it be forgotten that the Republicans were in sad disrepair before the 1994 election. Compared with them, the Democrats today are in clover. They're a heartbeat away from controlling the Senate. In the last two elections, they have pulled within a whisker of regaining the House, where the fault lines among the Republicans are so obvious. The amiable new Republican president is, of course, enjoying a honeymoon. But the poll takers tell us he has yet to persuade many Americans he has the heft for the job. And the former president, you'll have to trust me on this one, eventually will fade away. The real flaw in all those chicken little stories about Democrats in disarray is that they are based on some mistaken premises. One is that Americans will blame the Democratic Party for the excesses of Bill Clinton when they cast their votes next time. People are smarter than that. They understand the difference between political performance and outlandish personal behavior. They aren't going to blame some Senate or House candidate for those pardons.
The comments of Jack German, who recently retired as a political columnist for the Baltimore Sun.